This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Hour number two, Real Side Radio, Joe Messina Show, and you can find us at joemessina.com and therealside.com. And if you'd like to join the conversation tonight, hour number three, the lines will be open at 855-732-5563, 855-REAL-JOE. This is Whiskey Dave. I'm in the chair for Joe, as I do on occasion. For those of you that are big fans of Joe and listen to him for many years, well, I've been doing this for many years, and it's always an honor to sit in for Joe when he is saving the world at the school board, which is so necessary, as we discussed in that last hour with our special guest, Karen England. Fantastic lady, very, very brave in what it is that they're doing. And as we can see, and you heard in the commercial break, if you're listening to the news, that it is having an impact, as we're seeing Target lose significant market share. Anheuser-Busch, as we know, the story with Dylan Mulvaney. And Disney, and it is all falling apart. But this hour, I really do want to focus on the big kahuna, the big news, which is, I don't know, folks, I'm getting depressed about it. I feel like, and of course we're talking about Trump and his co-defendants, will be booked at the Fulton County Jail on the 2020 election charges, according to the sheriff's office. You know, when you weaponize the institutions to go after your political enemies, it turns us from a democracy into something that is much, much darker. And I don't know about you, but I don't see this improving anytime soon. Look, there is several polls that are now coming out, AP, and you may denigrate AP as a poll, but according to the latest poll, and there's several polls, a whopping 64% of Americans say they definitely or probably would not support Trump for president in 2024. The new Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research poll out today found that the former president, Donald Trump, is increasing his grip on the Republican Party, but still distancing a majority of the American electorate. The poll found that 63% of Republican voters now say they want the former president to, they now say 63% of Republican voters now say they want the former president to run again. You may be one of them. The strong support from inside the GOP marked an increase from the same poll last year, which showed 55% of Republican voters wanted to see Trump on the party's ticket again. So 7 in 10 Republicans now have a favorable opinion of Trump, up from 60% 2 months ago. And Trump's grip on the Republican Party is undisputable. It's basically, he is going to be the nominee at this point. But what does that mean for the general election? It's a crucial warning, according to AP's Jill Colvin and Lindley Sanders. It is a crucial warning for the former president and his supporters that Trump faces glaring vulnerabilities heading into a general election with many Americans strongly dug in against him. The poll found that in a general election, 74% of Republicans said they would support Trump in 2024. However, 53% of Americans said they definitely would not support him. And another 11% said they probably would not support him. So even if you win over the probablys, you are still at 53% of Americans who definitely would not support him. Now, the poll asked the same questions for President Joe Biden and found a slightly better result for him, but not by much. 54% of respondents said they would not support Biden, with 43 saying they definitely would not support him in the general election, with another 11% saying they probably wouldn't. With an improvement on Trump's total 64% of Americans not wanting to support him, Biden's 54% shows that he also remains vulnerable. So what are we looking at here, folks? The reality here with news going back 7 years now, almost 8 years, of Russian collusion and racist and all of the different lies and story lies about Ukraine and the continual hitting Americans over the head with provably now untrue stories until people believe that they're true. What is it that Goebbels once said? If you repeat a lie often enough, people believe it's true. This is exactly what the Democrat and their media friends, and I repeat myself, have been doing for 7-8 years. It's incredible. It's incredible at this point that Donald Trump still has the kind of support that he does with Republicans. Even though the mainstream news have been putting on the pedestal the Bill Kristols and the Chris Christies of the world, who are 100% diametrically opposed to Trump, never Trumpers as they are, and are viewed as the quote-unquote voice of reason for Republicans. Bill Kristol is I'm not going to say those names on the air. Met him once. Man is a liar. That's all I'm going to say. Man is a liar. For those that have heard me talk about this before, he promised me on camera when I interviewed him that after Donald Trump was elected, this is 2 weeks after he's elected, on what was the last weekly Standard Cruise. No, I did not pay for it. They brought me on for free. That he would support Donald Trump if he nominated conservative judges, took care of the Jerusalem annex, moving the Israeli embassy, and lower taxes. He did all those things. We're going to be back here after the break because we have guest Nina May, who's going to be talking about all of this, who she was at January the 6th, and what happens next. Don't go away, folks.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Hey, welcome back, folks. It's great to be here. You know, I've been talking for years and years about the double standards in Washington as we see what happened, and we could talk about what's happening in Atlanta this week and compare that to what Stacey Abrams did, you know, back in 2018, where she did not, she said the election was stolen. Anyway, we can talk about all of this and a whole lot more, because I go back to January the 6th. We take a look at BLM and all of the different things that they did in different cities in Washington, and none of those people were held to account. Nina May, who was actually there on January the 6th, joins us. She is a film producer. And Nina, welcome. She is a director of Renaissance at Women's Productions. Is that correct? Director at Renaissance Women's Productions? Nina? Nope, I guess we didn't get Nina.
Okay. Okay, she dropped. We'll bring Nina back on here in just a second here. But the double standards are everywhere. And as I was talking about, earlier tonight, that it was Stacey Abrams not only did she not allow for the election to end in 2018 without some form of controversy. She did not admit that she lost. What we're seeing is the exact same thing that's happening in Atlanta right now regarding one Donald John Trump. I guess we have Nina May, who is back with us. She is a film producer and director at Renaissance Women's Productions. Welcome, Nina. How are you?
Well, great. How are y'all doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for joining us. Now, if I understand correctly, you were on the ground on January the 6th, and I'm sure you saw just Armageddon around you. Tell us a little bit about what you're currently doing on that project right now with January the 6th.
Well, we've followed it ever since that day. We had our film crew out there. We were all the way from the Capitol to the White House and back to the Capitol again. And what we were told happened did not happen. We've got 4 hours of film, and it's corroborated by the 44,000 hours of videotape that they've got on security cameras that, oh, by the way, they kept hidden from everyone, saying, oh, we can't show you because of security issues. Oh, we can't. One excuse after another. And sure enough, as things are revealed in the security cameras, it shows that what they've been saying is an absolute lie. And we saw it that day. At the end of the day, we're going, wait a second, this doesn't make any sense. I'm seeing on TV live that someone is being shot in the Capitol, and it's an interesting play-by-play, as though you were making a movie. It's like the gun slowly comes out, camera pans in, something happens on the right side, you move the camera over quickly to catch the body falling out the window. I mean, seriously? It was just so planned, and we saw it in real time right there and said, something stinks about this. And again, as a movie producer and people that stage these things, we could see it right there. And so we're looking with binoculars at a townhouse behind the Supreme Court over the way to the Capitol and said, that's not happening there. People are still walking around with little flags. There was not one ambulance. There was not one siren, no EMPs. No police trying to get everyone out of there because there's been a shot and a murder in the Capitol. Nothing. It was like a walk in the park. In fact, the security guard that went with us to walk back there said, he says, I'm a black man, says I was born and raised in D.C. This stuff happens on the Capitol all the time. There's nothing new about what's happening right here. And sure enough, everybody was peacefully walking around with their little flags. You had, and this is the back of the Capitol, the Supreme Court side of the Capitol. You had the Capitol Hill police kind of lined up on the steps, getting selfies with the Trumpers. And wait a second, what happened to the person that was just murdered inside? I thought this just happened. And when they're saying that all hell broke loose at 2:30, all hell was not breaking loose at 2:30. They claimed that 11:53, the insurrection happened. There were not enough people there at the insurrection because everyone was all the way down at the White House before they started walking back to the Capitol. Their timeline is wrong. And the fact that the president spoke an hour after he said he was going to speak shows that, they planned the whole thing wrong when they were trying to say that this happened when actually that happened. And that's why they're hiding all the footage and have been hiding all the footage.
Not only are they hiding the footage, it seems, it appears, and according to Barry Loudermilk, who's representative, chairman of the House Administration Subcommittee on Oversight, he mentioned that the House January 6th Select Committee did not adequately preserve documents, data, and video dispositions, including communications it had with President Biden's administration, and failed to provide any evidence that it looked into Capitol Hill security failures on the day of the insurrection. What is going on here?
Oh, yeah. They've destroyed evidence. I mean, they've committed a felony. It's kind of like when Nancy Pelosi tore up the State of the Union address. That's a felony. You cannot destroy that. That didn't belong to her. That belongs to the federal government. That's part of the archives. And that's part of history. And she just tore it up. You might as well just turn her loose in the National Gallery of Art and say, just rip all these paintings off the wall. But again, we all know if you've got double standards when it comes to justice in this country.
Yeah, it really is quite incredible when we take a look at, I mean, we're seeing everything that's happening right now with Donald Trump, and he just received his fourth indictment. Listen, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but when every conspiracy theory for the past 7 years starts coming true, you've got to give some of them credence. What are we seeing happening right now? Is this just a full thwarted effort by the institutions with using the Democrat Party as cover to do what exactly? What is their end game here?
Well, obviously their end game is to destroy the Republican Party, destroy Donald Trump, turn the country into some kind of a Marxist haven. And we know it. I mean, the people, the things that they say, the people that are behind this are absolute Marxists. They're leftists. They have an agenda, and we know exactly what the agenda is. And the systems that they're destroying, it's sad. And it's embarrassing. And the Justice Department doesn't even exist anymore. There is no justice in this country.
Nina, I'd really love to bring you back after the break because we've got a hard commercial here with some news at the bottom of the hour. But tell everybody where they could find you and learn about your organization, please.
I would say go to errrvideo.com, and then you can work backwards back into our other email address, which is renaissancewomenproductions.com, but that's kind of long. But it talks about the whole issue of reparations, too, and you can sort of get a head start on that.
Well, I'd love to learn more about that with you after the break. And after the break, I really would like to get your feedback as far as what you and your organization and supporters believe is happening right now with this fourth indictment and what that looks like for the election in 2024. We have Nina May, who is a producer, political commentator, an author, and director of Renaissance Women's Productions, and was there in January the 6th, the entire day. And we've got a lot more to talk about here after the break at Realside Radio, at GCN Network, across the Fruited Plain. We are delighted to be with you here on a Wednesday evening. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Got a lot more coming back. Thank you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump says he plans to release a detailed report showing fraud occurred during the 2020 election in Georgia 3 years after the fact. He'll do so during a news conference next week in Bedminster, New Jersey. He claimed the report will exonerate him from his recent indictment in Georgia for allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 election there. Trump was charged with felony racketeering and numerous conspiracy charges on Monday. President Biden, marking 1 year since the signing of the Inflation Reduction Act.
The Financial Times and the Wall Street Journal initially called my plan Bidenomics. But guess what? It's working.
During an event at the White House, Biden called the legislation the largest investment in clean energy and climate action ever. The sweeping legislation includes numerous Democratic priorities to address climate change and lower the cost of health care and prescription drugs. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Walter White always finds a way here at Real Side Radio. Whiskey Dave here in the chair, and we are delighted to have guest Nina May, who is joining us late her time. She's from the East Coast, and greatly appreciate you joining us. Nina, as an author, political commentator, a producer, and a director at Renaissance Women's Productions, you've created a lot of entertainment and films focused on, you know, the different assorted, I guess, complexities that we see, I guess is a kind word to say, in our politics today. But things are moving so quickly. When you do a production, you know, a number of years ago, you probably just shake your head to see how things have just derailed since that. Right? I mean, take a look at what's happening today with the Atlanta indictments, in addition to the others with President Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's amazing. Things are moving so fast. I just can't even believe it. I see scripts that we wrote 10 years ago, and it's almost verbatim what we're seeing right now happening in real time. And this whole thing with Trump, I mean, bless his heart. Like, what has this man done to tick these people off so horribly? He must be onto something, which makes me think, okay, he's the guy we want back in. And honestly, there are a lot of people that I've talked to since all these indictments started coming down. Someone said the other day he was indicted for pulling a tag off a mattress in 1997. You think that's exactly how silly and ridiculous this whole thing is. But here's our point is, oh my gosh, if they can do that to him, and he's got no recourse, he's got tons of money, he's got tons of resources, every possible lawyer at his disposal, and still they can do this to him, what are they going to do to the rest of us? And what are they possibly going to do? I have talked to so many people who were never Trumpers, and they said, you know what, we all better be a Trumper, because he's the only hope we have to save this. And it's not him personally, it's the battle against him that we're trying to prevent from happening to the rest of the people. When he says that I'm there to save you and protect you from having to go through this, he is absolutely right. Because if he goes down, the nation goes down, and millions of innocent people go down. It's because they hate him so much. They hate this country so much. They hate conservatives so much. They hate Christians so much. They will destroy this country to get to this man and to people that support this man. They've said it. They've said it over and over again, not just by their words, but by their actions. And people better wake up, because I tell you what, it's sort of the death knell right now for this country. And it's very, very frightening. Very frightening.
What do you make of the...
Where do we all go to be made to be whole?
What do you make of the polls that just came out today that shows that close to 70% of Americans will, in their words, definitely not vote for Trump? So with the media giddy that he is most likely going to win the nomination for the GOP, looks like a sure loss in 2024. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, it's going to be honestly on the people that do not support freedom. And this is what it's all about. He represents individual liberty. He represents freedom. He represents, you know, constitutionality, which we all do. The First Amendment's out the door. I mean, he's basically being charged on First Amendment rights, him speaking his mind, him questioning things, him asking, why is this happening? Why is that not happening? If there's so much cheating in your state, you could surely peel off 11,000 of those cheating, you know, votes that you've got and give them over to our side. I mean, he wasn't breaking any laws or anything. He's questioning. He's asking. When we are vilified and marginalized for even questioning and asking something, is it right or is it wrong or is it this or that, is it blue or is it yellow, then it's all over. I mean, the country's done. Put a fork in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that would say they would never vote for Trump and they're going to vote for this idiot Biden, you know what? You get what you pay for. And to me, it's just sad as an American to know that there are so many clueless people in this country that are actually voting that are clueless. I don't even know what to say. It's very frightening.
Yeah.
That our future is in the hands of people that don't even know, for example, who the vice president is, who the secretary of state is, or how many colonies we had, or who some of the founding fathers are, who the first president was. On and on and on, but they have the power to vote and change each one of our lives. And so, I don't know.
Listen, you're coming from the entertainment industry. You're a creator. Mm-hmm. Several movies under your belt as a writer and a producer. How much do you believe our culture has a responsibility today? I mean, I'll give you a quick example. You see films like The Sound of Freedom that gets universally denigrated by the mainstream media as soon as they realize what it is. It's almost as if they receive their talking points overnight. And yes, it's done well financially, but most people still haven't seen it, whereby they support and get out the wokeism that we see in Marvel and Disney and everything else, that people are you know, they've had enough of that as well. As a creator, what responsibility do you think culture has to play in this discussion, whereby you can have a Joe Biden win again re-election next year?
Well, I think a lot of what the left does, especially in Hollywood, is agenda-driven. They have a very leftist agenda. Everything that they say now, I mean, you cannot do a movie in Hollywood unless you have like 10 or 20% or whatever, homosexuals or transsexuals or trans, you know, whatever it is, what the new flavor of the month is, you're not going to get the funding, you're not going to get the support, and they're politicizing entertainment. And it's no longer entertainment, it's propaganda at that point. And I think we need to get back to entertainment. Otherwise, we see that Hollywood is sucking salt water, and the whole SAG-AFTRA thing. They're literally now courting independent film producers and say, oh, you can use our actors, and we're not going to charge you the SAG rate, and we're not going to do this and that, because they are sucking salt water, and they know it, and mm-hmm. people aren't signing up for SAG anymore. It's a hollow industry, and there are too many fabulous independent producers out there that are doing very, very creative things, like you just mentioned, The Sound of Freedom, or like the TV series The Chosen. I mean, The Chosen has like over 1 billion views, which is amazing. And it's about the life and time of Jesus Christ with his apostles, which is pretty powerful. And it's very, very well done. Dallas Jenkins does an amazing job on it. And so I think you've got two paths. You've got two paths politically. I think you've got two paths culturally. You've got ones that want to change it dramatically I mean, change it to the point where you would not even recognize America in about a year. And you've got others that are saying, no, it's worth saving. And we need to hold true to our values and to our belief system and understand that America is unique. And we really are the shining city on the hill. We really are exceptional. And the left takes, they don't like you to say that America is an exceptional country. Well, if it's not exceptional, why is the whole world trying to come over the southern border to get here?
Yeah.
They know that it's exceptional. And here's another thing, too. All this stuff that's happening simultaneously with what's happening in Maui, Ukraine, and the southern border, and all of the illegal aliens coming over, how much money we're putting into that, Ukraine, and nothing into Maui and helping these poor people that have just gone through this horrible disaster.
Oh, they just got $700. Are you kidding me? They lost the house, but they got $700.
There you have it. It's a done deal. I mean, seriously? Take all that money. Why don't we just do this? Go back to Afghanistan. Let's do a do-over. Take all that billions of dollars of equipment we left there. Bring it back home. Do a yard sale with it. And then raise the money and send it to the people in Maui. Or send it to the poor people in New York that are having to deal with this influx of people. And a mayor, they say, oh, yeah, we're a sanctuary city. Well, we didn't really mean it that way. We meant it some other way. And now they're having to deal with the tens of thousands of people. They're trying to house them and feed them and clothe them and give them water. How are they going to do that? And if you're that worried about these many people, then I wanted to see you worried about my citizens out in Maui that are struggling far worse than that. They've lost everything.
Mm-hmm. Nana, tell us in the last minute here or so your projects that you're currently working on and where people can find them.
Well, we're dusting off reparations, who should pay. We did that a few years ago when reparations wasn't even an issue. But we did a documentary called Emancipation, Revelation, Revolution. It's about the history of the civil rights movement in America and the role that both political parties played in it and what happens to conservative blacks who leave that liberal plantation and identify with the party of Lincoln. Then the sequel to that was Reparations, Who Should Pay.
And where can they find them?
Go to errvideo.com. And you can see all of that, and even, you know, a lot of little shorts that we did.
Nina,
for example, one's called.
Thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it, Nina. Thank you.
Video.com.
Video.com. Nina May, we'll have to have you back on again down the road. Thank you so much, and get some rest.
Bless y'all.
Take care.
You bet.
And we'll be right back after the break here at Real Side Radio.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Translate it into English for me as well, please, folks. I just, you know, oh my goodness. And do you think the Democrats are absolutely certain that they're not going to be held accountable for what they're doing to this country, for the Trump indictments, for the Russian collusion narrative, for the impeachments, for everything that they have done to, whether you supported this president or not, and Donald Trump was the 45th president of the United States. What they are doing has never been done before in the history of this country. In nearly 235 years since the ratification of the Constitution has an administration, Joe Biden, premeditatively and blatantly prosecuted on specious and conjecturable changes and charges, the titular leader of the opposition party and the leading candidate for president. And they're not just doing it, they are flaunting their egregious actions. They are over the top using the media, the social media, all of their acolytes in social media and the mainstream media to cover up for them. And I do you feel like I do, where it is just so much so much. It's a tsunami, day after day after day, from the culture wars to the wars against you as a right of center libertarian, conservative, Republican, whatever you may be. All I know is that if you don't buy into the wokeism and you don't buy into the Trump derangement, then you are enemy number one. It's absolutely incredible to me that Joe Biden and the Democrats in both the White House and the Senate and many in Congress as a whole, in the House, haven't been held accountable. And you know why they haven't? Because they won't. Because they won't be held accountable. They are absolutely supremely confident that they are going to prevail in 2024, regardless of whether they're going to drag the fossil Joe Biden over the finish line, or it's Kamala, or it's Gavin Newsom, or whoever comes out in the next year. Where does this arrogance come from? I mean, this is absolute arrogance. Well, they know that their alliance with the deep state, the mainstream media, social media, it allows them, without any consequence whatsoever, any unethical or borderline illegal means to destroy and hamstring Donald Trump or any Republican nominee, as well as protect their candidates and office holders. This is what the institutions are doing. The media, the institutions, your social media, big tech. And it's also because of the fact that they believe that they can successfully manipulate the voting process in the battleground states to ensure a win, regardless of whether it's Biden or whoever they nominate. We saw it in 2018. We saw it in 2020. We saw it in 2022. And we're going to see it again in 2024. The only response Republicans now have is, well, we better jump on board and figure out how to voter harvest ourselves, how to have drop boxes ourselves, because the mail-in ballots are never going to go back to the way that they were before the pandemic. Rahm Emanuel, former chief of staff for Barack Obama, said it and said it loud. And this is exactly what the Democrats' MO is. You know what he said. Never let a crisis go to waste. And that's what COVID was for the Democrats. It was a crisis that they didn't let go to waste. And now they have changed the election field so substantially with massive mail-in balloting that they have successfully and will successfully manipulate the voting process, especially in those battleground congressional districts in battleground states. If maybe they think that Donald Trump is going to be the nominee, they are hoping, I think, that he is going to be the nominee. They're hitting him so hard right now, knowing that Donald Trump's ego and hubris would never, never allow himself to walk away from the election, that he is going to be the nominee. 60-70% of Republicans are so angry over this that even those that don't like him personally may, well, listen, they'll squeeze their nose and pull the ballot for him. But Democrats are convinced, and we're seeing polling, as we just talked about from the AP today, 64% of Americans said that they will definitely not, or most likely won't, vote for Donald Trump. And that most likely won't, you say, oh, well, those people are gettable. That's only 11%. And they know that they won't vote for him in a general election. And maybe they are so arrogant and they believe that they are going to win in 2024. It's because they are absolutely certain
that Trump will be found guilty of at least one of the 78 plus the 13, the 78 federal charges plus 13 in Atlanta, criminal charges that would precipitate a massive, massive schism in the Republican Party. Nearly half of Republicans will not vote for him if he's convicted of a crime. Or, hopefully for them, the Democrats, they just won't come out and vote for him in the general election. These are the reasons why we are looking at the level of hubris with the Democrat Party right now over Donald Trump's indictments, along with legacy media, which is dying its death. Who the heck watches broadcast media anymore? And social media, which does control the narrative, the conversation, the water cooler. You know, listen, one of the things that we've learned over the past 8 years is that this onslaught that has been directed at Donald Trump since he came down that elevator in 2015, it's been unrelenting and most of the time misleading. I would say frequently. Unfortunately, these tactics, which have been successful in affecting the mindset of quite a sizable population within America, with the media behemoth unequivocally supporting the Democrats, it's little wonder that the Democrats are so shameless in persecuting Trump and protecting Biden. They don't seem to care that what they're doing right now is not only unconstitutional, but it absolutely 100% sends the flag up and tells those that are paying attention that you come after the deep state, you come after us, you come after the institutions that we have molded for the past 50 years in our leftist Marxist agenda, you're going down. No matter whether you are Joe Blow, who runs his own small business, or the President of the United States. This is absolutely chilling. And the success of this Democrat cabal in unconstitutionally changing state voting laws over the past several years showed them that they could do what they want. It showed them that there is zero accountability. I'm saying to you right now, as somebody that is an optimist, glass half full, I have never, ever been more I don't want to say pessimistic, but I don't see how this changes. We have a bare bones majority in the House. And that is it. After a 2022 election when there should have been at least 60 House Republicans in the majority, they have less than a handful. And that means what they're doing, what they're using in the social media, many of us don't see it. We're not on the TikToks. We're not on the Instagrams. We're not on the Facebooks. And if you are, you may be seeing it, but they're not going after you. They're going after the mushy minds of the millennials and the Gen Zs that think that this is normal because this is what they've grown up in. I'm telling you right now, that in the likely event that Trump is found not guilty of all 91 charges, Republicans are going to be overwhelmingly defeated in 2024. And that, unfortunately, makes me very sad. We'll be back here after the break. Don't go away. Third hour coming up. Real Side Radio.
3.